following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of AM 1230 WYTS, its staff, management, or parent company, Clear Channel Broadcasting. Listeners should not use Dr. Kavitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kavitko on AM 1230 WYTS. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kavitko on AM 1230 WYTS.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Thank you for getting up and joining me this morning on this beautiful day. It's going to be a lot of sunshine today, I think. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. And today, we're going to be talking about basically dental news bites. We talked about that last week, some topics that are in the news. We're going to continue that today. A couple things that are of particular interest to me that we'll get onto in a little bit. But before we do that, I just kind of like to talk about the week. Of course, St. Patrick's Day is over, and hope everyone had a great St. Patrick's Day. I think you probably had a great three of them. Spring started 2 days ago. So that's great. Days are getting longer and longer. A little bit more sunshine each day. I'd like to congratulate the Blue Jackets, who went from losing 1-0 against the Florida Panthers last night with only 3 minutes left in the game to winning the game 3-1. That's pretty. That must have been exciting, and quite a bummer for the Florida fans. I also would like to offer my condolences to the OSU men's basketball team for losing in double overtime, the heartbreaker to Siena on Friday. Oh, that was so unfortunate. It was, we all had high hopes, of course, but we still love the team, we still love our Buckeyes, and we'll still be fans, so they don't have to worry about that if any of you are listening. Now, I don't know if, maybe some of you know, I have a son named BJ, and so I'm used to giving fatherly advice to a son named BJ. So I'm going to give some advice to BJ Mullins. If you're listening, come back another year. You never know, we might even win the national championship, and wouldn't that be fun and be a great memory? So, there you go, BJ. All right, and also I'd like to congratulate the OSU women's basketball team for winning their NCAA tournament game against Sacred Heart, 77-63. And good luck Monday night against Mississippi State. That game is at 7 p.m. in Nationwide Arena. So, good luck to the Lady Bucks. Hope they go all the way. And, so yeah, BJ, if you're listening, if you're not, if he's not, wake him and tell him come back anyway. Okay, I'd like to go over some announcements. Currently, in the current issue of Capital Style magazine, I happen to be featured on page 74, so if anybody has that magazine and hasn't looked yet, or sees it on a newsstand, might pick it up and take a look. Thanks for tuning in to NBC4 on Friday morning at 11, this past Friday. I mentioned last week that I was going to be on Daytime Columbus with Gail Hogan. And so I was a guest on her show, and I showed folks how I use Trail Smiles to do my smile makeovers. And I introduced you to Jen, who essentially is a before patient, meaning after we went off the air, we went back to my office, and I started some dental care for her, a smile makeover, which we are going to have complete, and have Jen and myself will be back on Daytime Columbus on April 24th. So you can tune in again and see the after version of her smile makeover. What's interesting about Jen is Gail Hogan, when first looking at her, thought her smile was just fine. She wondered why we were doing a makeover on Jen. And once we showed her the discrepancies in the smile, the fact that her two front teeth were different widths, the fact that one was darker than the other, that two of the four were bulkier. Essentially what had happened is Jen had had a smile or cosmetic work done elsewhere about a year ago and has been unhappy with the results ever since. And so there are a couple things that I wanted to point out when it comes to Jen and that sort of thing is, first of all, and if you didn't get to watch, try tuning in April 24th, because I'm sure we'll show the before photos again. But first of all, I want people to know, or wanted people to know, that you don't have to have snaggle teeth. You don't have to have rotten teeth to get a smile makeover. If you look in the mirror and there are some flaws that you don't like, then it's okay to get them corrected. And you don't have to be embarrassed about that. You don't have to apologize to anybody. You don't have to get anybody else's approval. Just do it. Just give us a call if that's what you're thinking. So in Jen's case, we're going to create symmetry. We're going to create an evenness of the color. And I also did some cosmetic trimming of the gum tissues and of the inside of her upper lip, which was kind of droopy when she smiled. And she showed too much gum when she smiled above her lateral incisors. So I think that you'll be interested to see the results. I think you're going to like them. I don't know what they're going to look like yet because we're not done. But I think it's going to come out nice. Before I forget also, my guest on this show next week, Sunday morning at 9, will be Dean Carol Anderson of the Ohio State University College of Dentistry. And I'm looking forward to having Dean Anderson on the show. She is going to enlighten us as to all of the neat things that the College of Dentistry is doing to train the future dentists of America, basically, the people that will be working on your teeth down the road. Also, on April 29th, I will be a guest celebrity judge at the Ohio State University College of Dentistry Clinical Excellence Day. This is the second year in a row I've been asked to judge, and I'm honored to do that. I think it's a great event because it deals with clinical excellence, which is what, as you may know, I am all about. It's that it has to be clinically excellent. Everything else is secondary. On April 30th, the very next day, I'll be an awards presenter at the Clintonville Area Chamber of Commerce Good Citizens Breakfast. And this is an event where young folks, I think grades 6, 7, 8, are honored for the good work that they've done, for their good grades. And basically, I believe these kids are the future leaders of the nation, and they deserve to be recognized. So I'm very proud to be a part of that as well. On May 2nd, which is a Saturday, and then Sunday, May 3rd, from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m., my staff and I will have a booth at the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium as we participate in Columbus Parent Magazine Expo. There'll be thousands of families. I guess last year there were about 33,000 people that came, and so I'm looking forward to that. Also, don't forget to call us or send us an email if you'd like to be notified when my book called Dentistry for Kids, What Every Parent Should Know, is available. You can call my office at 262-9588 or send an email to drkavitko@aol.com and tell them you'd like to be on our list of folks who want to be notified when my book is available. Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. Let's give that out now. What percent of North Carolinians have gone to the dentist in the past year? Now, the reason I chose North Carolina, and you'll find out later, is there's an article about North Carolinians, and it kind of ties in with a couple weeks ago. We did a couple shows, 2 and 3 weeks ago, called How to Survive the Current Economic Crisis with Your Teeth Intact. And so this article happens to be kind of dovetailing into that, one of the things that I said. And so thought we'd go ahead and make that today's question of the day. So this is according to a Gallup Healthways National Survey, or Gallup poll. What percent of North Carolinians have gone to the dentist in the past year? All right? So feel free to give us a call at 821-1230. You can send us an email to dentallyspeaking on am1230@yahoo.com. And you can also email us your questions to that address. Now, we did have to change the email address since the station changed formats. And so I just went in this morning and found that I was the lucky winner of all of these sweepstakes, that all I have to do is help somebody transfer $27 million into the country from a bank in Africa somewhere. And so if I'm not here next week, it's because I'm a 27 millionaire. Honestly, I just went through and cleaned out all those and put them in spam. So if any of you have actually made $27 million by transferring money secretly for somebody from some, you know, little African nation that we've never heard of, give me a call. I'd like to know. Anyway, okay. Now, last week, I talked about a story, how there was this new anesthesia reversal agent, and it's called Oroverse. And it's made by Novalar, and I said that I was going to look into it, because I want to have it available in my own office, and I think that it sounds like a really neat thing to have. And for those of you that weren't tuned in, first of all, shame on you, but for those of you that just tuned in this morning, basically, it was released at the Chicago Dental Society Midwinter Meeting, which was held, you know, late February, early March. And the way it works is this. After, let's say you came in, and I numbed you, and I did a filling. Well, as soon as I was done with your filling, and you want to leave and go back to work or wherever, before you left, I would be able to inject this liquid in the same spot as I had injected the local anesthesia to begin with, and it would cut in half the number of minutes it would take for your numbness to wear off. So it's not instantaneous, but it's pretty good. So numbing usually lasts about 3 hours on average. So let's say you came in, I numbed you, and you had a 1 hour appointment. Well, you'd be looking at 2 hours of numbness. If I injected this, you'd only be looking at 1 hour of numbness. So, but let me tell you what I found. I found when we did our research is it takes the same number of cartridges of this in the same injection site using the identical technique that was used for it to work. Okay? So, for example, let's say I had to use 2 cartridges of anesthetic to get you numb. When I was finished, I would have to use 2 cartridges of this in the exact same spot, or spots, okay? So you know how you have to numb a couple different places at times? Okay. So, still sounds good. But here's the kicker. We found out that our cost to buy this material, if we buy 10, would be $175. That works out to $17.50 a cartridge. If we buy 100, if we're willing to part with $1,500 and let it sit on our shelves, it would only cost us $15 per cartridge. The price comes down a little bit. Problem is the shelf life is 6 to 8 months, which is the same as normal local anesthetics. So, therefore, the question in my mind, let's say I use 3 cartridges to numb you, then I'd have to use 3 of these cartridges to unnumb you, so to speak. That would cost anywhere from $30 to $50, or add anywhere from $30 to $50 to the cost of a short appointment, which is when we might do 1 or 2 fillings, to over $100 for a longer appointment. Maybe you were at the office for 4 or 5 hours, and, meaning maybe, let's say I used 5 cartridges of anesthetic. It's working in multiple places in your mouth. Well, 5 times, 1750, or 6 times 1750, and you're over $100. So, I'm looking for some input. Is this something that you think you would like to have? Do you think I ought to have this on hand in the office? Basically, would you be willing to pay somewhere between, oh, let's say, at the very least, $30, in addition to the cost of your filling, all the way on up to maybe $100, $120 in addition to the cost of your appointment, so that you could become you could become unnumb quicker. So, feel free to send me an email. Remember, the email address is dentallyspeakingonam1230@yahoo.com. Of course, I'd love to hear from you, because that way I can ask you some questions back. And remember, that number is 821-1230. So, you know, I'm just really curious, because this sounds so great. It sounds like such a breakthrough. But I'm thinking, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm thinking the cost might become prohibitive, and people will start to say, it really doesn't bother me that much after all. I really don't like being numb for a couple hours after I leave, but I'm okay with it if I had to spend another $50 to be unnumb. It's not that important. I do think there are some people out there, they talk for a living. Maybe they are in customer service, so they answer the phone at their company. Maybe they are in radio themselves. I do have several radio DJs that are patients. Some TV reporters, obviously, that's important. And so I'm sure there are people, but I'm thinking there are more than I think, but I'd like to know. Now, let me just throw out, and just as a reminder, you have to be, if you're a child, it has to be 6 years or older and weighing at least 33 pounds. So If you have a little one that's gotten a filling, and you know how hard it is to keep them from biting their lip or something while they're numb, and you think, well, heck, I don't want it. I'm not going to pay $50 extra for myself, but I want it for my child. Unless your child is 6 years or 33 pounds, we can't use it on them. So you still have to watch them and be careful to make sure that they don't bite their lip or cheek. I have back when my one niece was little, and I'm trying to remember how old she was. She might have been 3 or 4. And she had a dental appointment with me, and my mom, her grandmother, brought her in, and I numbed her, and I took care of her. It was just a small one, and I went out front when we were done and talked to my mom and said, now, keep an eye on her because she's numb. Don't let her bite her lip. I have to go right in her chart, and I'll be right back. And I swear it was less than 5 minutes I was gone. I came up front, and Amanda had bitten her upper lip or had been chewing on it or something, and she looked almost instantly like a duck-billed platypus. It was kind of funny in one sense, but kind of scary too, that you could numb up that quickly. So I do think that there certainly is a purpose for this Ouroverse, and maybe over time, we'll get some more testing done and determine that it can be used in young children. My thought is that that will be the case. It's just that it's so expensive to get things FDA approved and with the proper testing and so on. So anyway, all right. Now, there was a Time magazine report that is entitled Dentists Feel No Pain in Recession. It was actually picked up in Science and Health business section. And it says, clenched jaws abound during this recession, and a combination of stress-related damage and layoff victims rushing to be treated before they lose their insurance is helping keep dentistry afloat as the economy dives. Dentists' offices last year reported the highest profit margins of any industry, including top moneymakers like accounting and legal services. They go on to say that uninsured patients who put off routine maintenance usually give dentists more revenue eventually. It's human nature, this is a quote, it's human nature to say, if it doesn't hurt, I don't have a problem. Then, all of a sudden, you need a root canal. That's a quote from a New York dentist. For many insured patients, the clock is ticking. The dentist went on to say, people know that if they're going to lose their job, they darn well better use their dental insurance before they do. And, now, you know, my take on this, or my comments on this story, are that, first of all, gee, I didn't realize we had the highest profit, because I can tell you that things are also relatively tight in the dental office as well, at least mine. It's not like we're going to disappear anytime soon, but it definitely, we do feel it. It's not all hunky-dory, but I know that I'm fortunate to have a job, to get up every morning and know that I have a job. I am seeing, from personal experience, I am seeing a lot of this that they're referring to, people coming in, they broke their tooth, they have a toothache, and some of these are people that we have mentioned, months ago, years ago, you have a problem we need to take care of before it becomes bigger, and they didn't, either because they didn't want to, they were afraid, maybe they couldn't afford it, or thought they couldn't. I mean, let's face it, it's only been the last, I would say, year where people have begun to wonder, am I going to have a job, next week, next month, or so on. Although, I think we're starting to turn the corner on that, and I think fewer and fewer people are starting to think that way. But it also harkens back to the show that we did about how to survive the current economic crisis with your teeth intact, because this is exactly what I'm saying. Don't put off, especially the exams and the cleanings and the things that would allow us, and the x-rays, to catch things when they're little, so that when we do find something, it's pretty inexpensive and you can afford it, even if you don't have insurance. So what if your insurance has ended? It's a small cavity. I'm sure you can afford to have that done. And if you can't, it's still small. Now you know about it, you can start setting aside $5 a month, $10 a month, until you can afford it, and it'll still be maybe medium by then, but at least not, a root canal by then. So, all right, when we come back, we're going to talk about a new type of implant. We're going to talk about the top 5 cities with the worst dental care and the top 5 cities with the best dental care. We're going to talk about some things that have to do with green tea. What does green tea have to do with dentistry? And, and some things about overcoming dental anxiety. So stay with us. We'll be back in a little bit. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS, and we'll be right back.
You make me smile. We never thinking that it could be so possible.
And you make me smile by tuning in Sunday mornings at 9, Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. And good morning, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. And today we're talking about basically dental news bites, and I have a question. I want to give out some guesses that we've received to our question of the day, which for those of you that don't remember, is what percent of North Carolinians have gone to the dentist in the past year? And that's according to a Gallup poll. Lola sent in a guess of 75%, and Scott sent in a guess of 80%, and thank you for your guesses. Those are not correct, but... keep your guesses coming. Also, remember, I want to find out if you'd be willing to pay an extra $30, $40, $50, maybe even over $100 per appointment to have the local anesthetic reversed. There's a new drug called Oroverse released by Novalar in March, or actually, I guess, February 26th or so, that I can inject after I'm done with your filling or procedure, and you will become unnumb in half the time. But it comes at a cost, I guess, and which I just discovered last week. I knew it'd be I knew there'd be a cost. I just didn't know it'd be that much. All right. So the next item is about an actor, and this actor, this was from March 18th. These days, biting into a delicious crisp apple gives Scottish actor James Cosmos a kind of joy that he lacked much of his life. And he owes such a simple pleasure to a new set of dental implants that he received late last year. And this is a report that was in London's Daily Mail. As with many other denture wearers, standard implants were not an option for Cosmo because he didn't have enough bone in his jaw to sustain them. But a new type of dental implant offers an alternative for people in his situation, and the method uses titanium screws that attach deep into the cheekbone instead of the jaw. Now let me explain. They're called zygomatic implants. The cheekbone is called the zygomatic process. And these things might be 20 to 30 millimeters long. And when you see someone who's had them placed, when you see the x-ray of someone who has had them placed, it kind of looks like something from outer space. It's really cool, actually. And the reason we're able to place these is because of the new iCAT or the new three-dimensional scanning machines, the CAT scans. Because once the head and neck are scanned, we can tell within a quarter of a millimeter exactly where there's room for an implant. And and these implants, being so long, are just so strong that it's phenomenal. Now, you've also heard me talk about ways of augmenting bone, sinus lifting, bone blocks, meaning block bone grafting, onlay grafts, things like that. And so you might wonder, how would it be possible that there'd be a person that couldn't have the traditional implants? Well, James Cosmo was a dentalist for 50 years, and the sinus cavity will continue to expand over time to where the bone is literally thinner than an eggshell. Thinner than an eggshell. Not eggshell, but thinner. And that becomes... You can do sinus lifting, but if it's gotten that thin, even after sinus lifting or filling in the floor of the sinus to make room for implants, you could still wind up with fewer millimeters of bone than you would really prefer to have for an implant. So in this case, the only thing available to this gentleman were these zygomatic implants. So he wore dentures for 50 years, and he had his first fitting at age 12. I know that sounds odd, and it is relatively rare, although we are talking about England, we're not talking about the U.S., over the years, he eventually lost all of his teeth, many of which were dislodged while he performed his own stunts in action scenes for films like Braveheart and Highlander and Troy. So in addition to limiting the foods that he could enjoy, the dentures also destroyed his sense of taste. And that's something that I don't think people think about when they think, well, my teeth are rotten, I'm just going to, or they're getting rotten, or I can't afford to get them fixed, so someday I'll just get dentures. And it's not until they're faced with actually getting them or have them that they realize there are some downsides. There's some major downsides of dentures. And if you're one of those people, hopefully I can convince you to stop thinking in that way and to start taking care of what you have left so that you won't become a denture wearer someday. It will not be the panacea that you think it will. Think about it for a minute. If you put ice cream in your mouth, and let's face it, ice cream is just frozen milk or frozen cream or a mixture of the two. But for some reason, adults love ice cream, and I don't know if that many adults drink milk, for example, like kids do. We tend to gravitate away from drinking milk as an adult, and yet we'll all still enjoy an ice cream cone or a dish of ice cream. So if the temperature isn't there, it doesn't taste the same. You don't even realize it's ice cream at first. Same thing would be with hot coffee or maybe pile of mode. So we'll continue talking about James Cosmo and his situation and his implants here when we come back from the break. And again, we're going to talk about the top five cities with the worst dental care, the top five cities for the best dental care, and what does green tea have to do with dentistry, and about overcoming some dental anxiety when we come back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here on AM 1230 WYTS, and we'll be right back.
So hear me when I'm saying, smiling faces.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking on AM 1230 WYTS with Dr. Kavitko. Good morning. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko, and thank you for joining me today. We had a couple guesses to our question of the day. The question of the day, Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, is what percent of North Carolinians have gone to the dentist in the past year? And Evan sent in a guess of 89%, and Troy called in and said 71%. Those are not correct. We'll say Troy's a little closer than Evan. Thank you very much for that. And we'll give out the answer here a little bit later in the show. But, okay, now back to James Cosmo and how he had been a denture wearer for 50 years and didn't have enough bone for implants until he had what are called zygomatic implants. And those are your cheekbones. And we were talking about how dentures destroy your sense of taste. They only are about 30% as efficient in chewing. And so the best set of dentures will give you about little less than a third of the ability to chew than your own natural teeth do. And in addition to that, if you happen to be a gagger, and lots of people are, you will have a hard time wearing an upper denture because it could make you gag. Now, sometimes gaggers are able to overcome that, but it's a real struggle for some. And I will say that I know for a fact a lot of people who gag avoid going to the dentist because the x-rays make them gag, maybe the cleaning makes them gag. I've had people gag when I get within 3 feet of them. They just know they're going to gag. And so what they'll do is they won't go to a dentist when they have a problem. They go to an oral surgeon, and they say, can you just take my tooth out? They know the oral surgeon is going to put them to sleep, and that way they don't gag. And it never crosses their mind, it seems, until they're down to about maybe 12 teeth, 6 upper front and 6 lower front, that, okay, I might need a denture now, but how am I ever going to wear that? I mean, they don't even realize that until we go to take an impression, and they remind me that they gag, and I say, okay, well, how are you going to wear a denture if you can't sit through the impression? Okay, so if you're already at that point, you can't help it, don't worry about it, we can work, or maybe you can get implants, because in fact, I had a guy come in last week, same thing, he gagged so badly that it was very hard to get anything, and we'd had him come back a second day and numbed him just to get the impressions. But having gone through that, now he wants to talk to me about implants so that there is nothing resting on the roof of his mouth, nothing that comes out at night. So James Cosmo, while filming To End All Wars with fellow stars Kiefer Sutherland and Robert Carlyle, he had a frightening experience that convinced him something had to be done in his case. When a co-star pushed him to the ground, he felt his dentures loosen and edge towards the back of his throat. It was very frightening, he said. I thought I was going to choke. This is a quote that he gave the London Daily Mail. So, Mr. Cosmo underwent a series of procedures to have these implants placed, and 6 months later, said he couldn't be more pleased. Here's another quote. Here's a quote from James Cosmo. I'm evangelical about my implants because after almost 5 decades, I finally have my teeth back. Cosmo told the Mail, having proper teeth again is fantastic, as is knowing that I'll never have to worry about losing them again. So, that's really cool. It's a great testimonial to our ability these days as dentists to restore someone's mouth who, you know, for whatever reason, had their teeth extracted years ago. And I think that he appreciates it. Now, of course, he used the word evangelical. He appreciates having teeth because he was without them for 50 years. So if you still have teeth, hang on to them. You'll be a lot better off, and honestly, it'll be a lot cheaper than what James Cosmo, I'm sure, wound up having to spend. Now, I said that I was going to give the... This is according to Men's Health Magazine, by the way. The top 5 cities with the worst dental care and the top 5 cities with the best dental care. Now, I couldn't tell what they meant by best dental care, meaning I couldn't tell if they were looking in people's mouths and said, well, these fillings are better than those. I don't think that was it. I think what they're saying is the people choosing to have their teeth treated or corrected, meaning, I guess, how many people have snaggled teeth and how many people don't or something like that. So I'm sorry I don't have the details of the survey. But anyway, according to Men's Health Magazine, the 5th worst city for dental care in the nation is Jackson, Mississippi. That's worst. The 4th worst for dental care is Salt Lake City, Utah. The 3rd, Spokane, Washington. The 2nd worst is Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And the worst is Lubbock, Texas. So, again, I don't know the parameters, but I'm glad Columbus isn't on that list. Let's talk about the top 5 best cities for dental care, according to, again, Men's Health Magazine. The 5th best is Aurora, Colorado. The 4th, St. Paul, Minnesota. And the 3rd best is Raleigh, North Carolina. And there's a little bit of a tie-in to our question of the day today, because we're talking about North Carolinians. And the 2nd best city for dental care in the nation is Nashville, Tennessee. And the best, according to Men's Health Magazine, the best city for dental care is Madison, Wisconsin. So congratulations to Madison. I think what that means is the people in Madison put a higher premium on their dental care than other cities around the country. Columbus did not rank in either. And I'm looking back here at Nashville. I'm thinking when I saw Nashville, I thought, well, you know, there's a lot of country western stars, maybe singer wannabes, people that hope to break into the business, and they probably know that it's hard to break into the business if you have Billy Bob teeth or something, or snaggle teeth. You have to have a pleasing smile to make it seems, in Hollywood, to make it, whether you're talking about a singer or a comedian, maybe not a comedian, because they actually, it's okay if they look funny. But most other occupations that put you out in front of the public, you really do need to have a pleasant smile. All right. Now, the tie-in that I mentioned to North Carolinians, where we just noticed that Raleigh was 3rd best city, and our Dr. Kvitko question of the day is, what percent of North Carolinians have gone to the dentist in the last year? What I'm going to do is we're going to go to a break here soon. We're going to see if we get any more guesses, and then we come back. We'll give the answer, because then I want to talk about the situation in North Carolina specifically, because I have some information to share with you. And we'll also talk about how to overcome dental anxiety and what green tea has to do with teeth. You're listening to Dentally Speaking on AM 1230 with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back after this break. Tell me you will stay. Well, 1230 WYTS. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Good morning. Thank you for joining me. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. And let me go ahead and give out our answer to today's question of the day. We had one more guess over the break. Lucy sent in an email saying she guesses that 60% of North Carolinians have gone to the dentist in the past year. Lucy was our closest guess. The answer is 64%. Now, 64%, and I think of North Carolina as a pretty, metropolitan state, Charlotte and so on, and I was a little surprised by that. I think our listeners thought it should be higher as well. And so, there's a story that I found here, actually on AOL, from Cary, North Carolina on March 11th, that says, citing dangers of overall health, the North Carolina Dental Society is urging North Carolina residents to not give up routine dental examinations and treatment during the current economic downturn. Quote, routine dental examinations can preclude many serious problems later on, said Dr. Alec Parker, executive director of the North Carolina Dental Society. So, you know, according to this poll, only 64% have gone in the last year. And so what he says is the fact that more than a third of those in our state aren't seeing a dentist regularly is alarming to him. Now that we know that oral infections can lead to devastating overall health problems, including life-threatening cardiovascular disease, it becomes even more important to have routine oral examinations by a dentist, says Dr. Parker. Now, what they're doing down in North Carolina to help alleviate the problem is they've come up with an outreach program as a way of seeing people who otherwise could not afford dental care. They have a thing called the North Carolina Missions of Mercy program, and they staged 2-day free open door adult clinics throughout the state, and which is kind of nice. It's a way of seeing hundreds of underserved patients, but it's just a drop in the bucket, Dr. Parker said, and it's not a health care plan. Now, that reminds me of something that we mentioned a week or two ago, where, you know, it's all well and good to ask medical professionals to do some things gratis, do some charity work to help the less fortunate, but I don't remember who I was naming in the quote, but I specifically remember the quote. And it was something like, you know, charity is not a healthcare plan. So I know our leaders are working on something. Hopefully they'll come up with something that will work and that we can all live with. But anyway, so I think that's very admirable that they do have that program in North Carolina, and that hopefully they can get the word out that avoiding dental care is not the answer, because you just wind up with things that are worse than they were, and more expensive things. So you really can't afford it if you wait. All right, let's talk about anxiety and overcoming dental anxiety. It's a story out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, this past February. If you feel anxious before every dental appointment, or find yourself feeling sick to your stomach or getting sweaty palms, or is getting your child into the dentist chair like pulling teeth, well, you know, though dental anxiety is very common, the Pennsylvania Dental Association would like to remind the public that the fear can be easily managed, and it's even preventable. For example, in children, the key is to maintain regular dental checkups every 6 months, not only to sustain good oral health, but also to build their comfort level with the dentist. And I wholeheartedly agree with that. They need to come on a regular basis so they know that this is normal. Ideally, it's recommended that parents bring their child to a dentist between the ages of 6 and 12, and that gets them used to the whole idea. The earlier you begin, the more your child will develop trust in the dentist and feel more comfortable in the chair. You know, the youngest child I ever did a full appointment on happens to be my youngest son, Tony. He had been at the office a lot. He was comfortable with me, and he'd visited and, you know, climbed up in the chair like little ones do. And he finally, I think he was 2 or not even quite 2, just climbed up in the chair and he said, "Daddy, do me." And so we did. And that to me is very good proof that if the child is comfortable with the surroundings, with the dentist, the dental chair, which can look scary and all that, that they will be just fine as dental patients. Now, here are some other things that you can do. Is talk to your child about the upcoming appointment. But do it in a way that, you know, so as to not instill fear in them. You don't want them to be afraid. So, do it in a positive way, letting them know that the dentist is a friendly doctor who will help them keep their teeth healthy. If your child seems nervous, you know, try reading them a fun children's book about going to the dentist, or have them use their imagination so that maybe they can turn the appointment into a new and exciting adventure. For example, the dental chair could be their very own space shuttle on a secret mission to attack plaque, something like that. Never bribe your child into going to the dentist, or use a dentist visit as punishment. Please don't do that. Do not let anyone tell your child scary stories about the dentist. And as a parent or caregiver, set a good example by brushing and flossing daily and visiting the dentist regularly. If you're anxious about going to the dentist, don't share this nervousness with your child, okay? That sounds like something that should go without saying, but honestly, it's really not. You'd be amazed. And I do have parents who say, well, you know, can I keep that rotten tooth you just extracted because I want to show my child so that they'll brush their teeth? Well, honestly, that's not the way to teach your kids how to take care of their teeth. The way to do that is to take care of your own. Kids learn from parents more when parents set a good example rather than the old, you know, do as I say, not as I do. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about maybe how to alleviate anxiety in adults. And we'll also talk about what green tea has to do with dentistry. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask, here on AM 1230, WYTS, and we'll be right back.
Smile a little smile for me.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. I want to let everyone know that this show and all of our shows are available by podcast by going to www.am1230wyts.com. Once you're there, hold your mouse over the on-air button. A list of names of on-air talent comes up. My name is down towards the bottom. Click on the word Dr. Kavitko, and it takes you to my page, and then in the middle underneath the smile, above the polar bear getting the root canal, it says click here for podcasting. You just click there and it takes you to the list of all of our shows, and you can choose whichever one you want to hear. And so you can also email a friend or family member and say, hey, here's how you can listen to this neat show that I just heard. Alright, now we talked about anxiety, overcoming anxiety for kids a little bit. Let's talk about adults. And for an adult, start by choosing a dentist that you trust. And you can, you know, to find a dentist that you trust, I think a good way might be to ask your friends and family, your coworkers, or you could check with the local dental society, check with the ODA, which would be the Ohio Dental Association, or the Columbus Dental Society. Schedule an appointment for a time when you're less likely to be rushed, such as in the evening or a weekend. Now, I don't know. Honestly, what I'm finding is at the end of a day, when people want to come right at the end of work, or they'll take an hour off work, that's still kind of rushing. That's not really a good time. If you were to just say, you know what, this is important, I'm going to take a half day off, I'm going to go in the morning, work, and maybe, you know, 1 o'clock, have a 1 o'clock appointment, I think you'll find that it's a lot calmer, both for you and at the office, meaning there are less people looking to have that 1 o'clock appointment, so you'll find that there aren't as many interruptions. What else? The you can, if you're bothered by sounds, I know we have, well, you know, things like the drill obviously bother people, so we have headphones that you can either listen to a CD, you can listen to AM radio, FM radio, you can bring your iPod, of course. And we have television, so you can tune into that. Anything like that that distracts you tends to help. You, too, can use your imagination, just like we mentioned for children. And you can picture yourself somewhere relaxing, like on the beach. And honestly, we actually have they're pictures that go over the fluorescent light covers. They're covers. You take off the regular clear one and put this up, and it's pictures of beach scenes and kites flying and things that are just calming. And that, we think, helps a lot. And, of course, communication is key. So if you are afraid, you need to let us know, both me and my staff, so that we can help alleviate your concerns. All right? The fear of dental care can prevent improvement in one's overall health, which can then compound the patient's problems, according to Dr. David Tokoski, general dentist. And, you know, overcoming fear allows patients to improve their appearance, eat better, and improve their overall sense of well-being, lessening the energy the patient can utilize to further worry. That's pretty cool. And then, before I run out of time, I promised that I was going to talk about green tea and what that has to do with dentistry. Basically, the story is, drink green tea for healthy teeth and gums. This is a March 13th article from Science Daily. It was actually taken from the Journal of Periodontology, where a study that was published in the Journal of Periodontology uncovered yet another benefit of green tea consumption. Researchers found that routine intake of green tea may also help promote healthy teeth and gums. The study analyzed periodontal health of 940 men and found that those who regularly drank green tea had superior periodontal health than subjects that consumed less green tea. It has long been speculated, but now we have proof, according to the researcher, author Dr. Yoshihiro Shimazaki of Kyushu University, Japan. We're out of time. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in next Sunday morning at 9 when we have Dean Carol Anderson of The Ohio State University College of Dentistry. 9 o'clock.